Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Fall is just around the corner and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Alrighty. The snail race here. If Hickey loses this bet, he has to eat escargot at the end of the season at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. And if I lose this bet, I have to eat that scorpion lollipop that Hickey got me as a gift when he went out to the desert in Arizona. After 1 week, the good guys are up. Yours truly, 2-1. Hickey, 1-2. At least you got one, though, Hickey. I've done that before in week one, go 0-3. That's never fun. So I give you credit.
Unlike the Giants, we were on the board in week one.
You're like the Colts. You showed some life, but you ended up being a loser. So I start things off in Jacksonville. I love the Jaguars this week. I think the Jaguars are going to win the game outright. So with that being said, the spread is Kansas City -3.5. At worst case, I really do believe this is a field goal game. So I love that hook as well. I think Jacksonville, though, is going to win this game. I like the Jaguars plus the 3.5 points up against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's my first pick.
Can I do my dog first or do I save it for last?
You could do whatever you want. All you need to do is pick one dog. You could pick two. You could pick three if you want, but there just has to be one. You could throw the dog whenever you want. You can give me a favorite. You give me a dog. Give me a favorite. Whatever you would like.
I got my only win last week on a dog. Thank you, Browns, plus 2.5.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Hoo, hoo.
I'll let you do the woofing because, yeah. We've heard enough of the high-pitched woofing for this week for sure.
You're like a neutered chihuahua with that cone on his head.
We're going road dog here in week number two.
Hoo, 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 hoo.
I don't know why this betting line has changed. It's changed in the last day or so. Maybe the sharps coming in late. Colts, plus one. On the road in H-Town. C.J. Stroud, I hope he plays. I want to see number two overall versus number four overall. On the injured list with a shoulder injury, questionable for the game. O-line stinks, is banged up right now. Colts win this game, whether Stroud's on the field or not. Colts plus one, give me that.
That's great. I love that you take the Colts plus one. Because now I can root for you to be wrong and hope you're wrong. I don't know if you're going to be wrong. And also means you get to root against the Indianapolis Colts. So I appreciate you doing that. And surprise, surprise, it only took until week two for Hickey to pick the Colts. Alrighty, my next pick. I love the Niners this week. I love the Niners defense. I think Brock Purdy's going to be rocking out with his Brock out once again and looking pretty awesome. And Run CMC is going to continue his quest, as predicted, to be the offensive player of the year in the National Football League.
In the National Football League.
I will go with the San Francisco 49ers to win the game on the road at SoFi Stadium. So this is basically a home game for the 49ers because there are 49ers fans. I don't think there are Rams fans, or there are very few of them. But I like the Niners to go into SoFi, which is a beautiful stadium, win the game, blow out the Rams, and cover the 7 points. Give me the Niners laying 7.
I'm going to go with the theme here for the second pick as similar to the first pick. Picking against banged-up teams. The Ravens are a mash unit right now. Injured coming into the season. Injured coming out of week number one. Offensive linemen. Secondary is banged up as well. Cincinnati is prime for a bounce back after a rough week number one. 3-point favorites. I'll take the Bengals -3 here in week two for a big bounce back.
I love that pick. I almost just considered, we could pick the same game. I had in my notes Giants -4.5, and I was debating before you said that to take the Bengals -3, but I'll stick to the script. I'll be like the NFL. I will stick to the script. I like the Giants this week. The Cardinals, they gave a good effort last week. Maybe this could be a Miami Dolphins situation from a few years ago where the owner and the front office is tanking, but players and coaches don't tank. But this Giant team, I know that I expect them to regress this year. I know I didn't pick them to make the playoffs. But are the Cardinals going to be able to give you a really good effort in back-to-back weeks? And this could light a fire under the you-know-what of the New York Giants after getting embarrassed, emasculated by the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, where they lost the game 40-0. Give me the Giants in this game, and give me the Giants laying the 4.5 points.
Finally here, my third pick. I'm rolling with a guy I've been backing who made me look very good. Granted, all just 1 week, but did make me good last week. Baker Mayfield and the Bucs now returning home after their triumphant pillaging of the Vikings up there in Minnesota. -2.5 at home against the Bears, who did not look very good whatsoever in week number one. I think that will continue here in week two, the Bears' sorrows. Bucs -2.5 at home. Give me Baker time for 2 weeks in a row.
You going back to the mustache?
I may do it anyway, honestly. The way if he keeps rolling here and this team is like 10-0, right now, and we're talking about them as maybe the team to beat in the NFC.
10-0. What crack are you smoking? You know they play the Eagles next week.
Well, then we're talking about them as the best team maybe in football. Yeah. If they're 10-0 and beat the Eagles.
Whatever the number is next week, just out of principle, I may lay it with the Philadelphia Eagles. So here are the picks for week two. On the line for Hickey, if he loses the picks on the season, he has to eat escargot, which he's terrified of. If I lose, I have to eat a scorpion lollipop that Hickey got me. I'm 2-1. Hickey's 1-2. My week two picks, Jaguars +3.5, Niners -7, Giants -4.5. Hickey's going with the Colts +1, the Bengals -3, and the Bucks laying the 2.5 points.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.